Is daf yud aleph, I think, right? That's we're up to. So Adam, so we got to the bottom of yud amud beis. So the last five lines, the two dots, Gemara says, Ifra hurmaz ema de shavar malka. The mother of shavar malka, Shadri, we saw him a few days ago already mentioned. Shadri arba mea dinari lekami to Rabbi Ami. She had sent some money to Rabbi Ami velo kablinu. He didn't accept the money. And Shadrinu kami to Rava, but then she sent money to Rava, some tzedakah to help support them. The kablinu and Rav accepted the money mishum shalom malchus, because of shalom malchus, because of Eva, he accepted the money from her. So shamar Rabbi Ami heard this. Ikpid, he got very upset. How could you accept money from them? So amar lesle, do you not hold of the pasuk that says in Yeshaya, bivosh k'tzira d'shavarna nashim bos mi'iros. What does this mean? So look at the last Rashi in the page here. Bivosh k'tzira d'shavarna kishatichle zechus shebiyadam. When they lose their zechuyos, no more merit left for the Goyim. The Yavesh lachluchis ma'is tzedakah shelhem, oz yishabru. When the moisture dries out from all their actions of the tzedakah, so then they're going to break. So you should have prevented, you should not have accepted the money. They'll lose the zechuyos, and then they'll wipe out and destroy the umos olam. So why did you accept the money? So Rava says, mishum shal malchus, because of shal malchus, you have to sometimes do things that are best for shal malchus as opposed to taking other considerations. So Rabbi Ami Nami mishum shal malchus di baile. So he also, doesn't he also hold of shal malchus? So di baile limfaginu la'ani of de kochavim. So Rabbi Ami said that, okay, granted you could have accepted from her, but you should not have given the money to the Yidden. That would have given the greater scar, given out to the Goyim, which would have given them a less zuchus. So Rava Nami Lani Avdi Kocham Yehevnu. That's what he did actually. Rava did do this. He accepted money from her, but gave it to the Goyim. So why was Rabbi Ami so upset? Rabbi Ami, the Ikbit, he got upset who Dilo Saimu Kameh. They never told him the whole story. The way it was reported to Rabbi Ami was that Rav accepted the money and he also gave to the Jews. That's not what happened. So that's where he misunderstood what happened. And in the end of the day, they both are in agreement. Okay. So there's a decent side Rashi and Tava Makom to go through it. It's interesting, Rashi. But Gemara says on the top now. Tanya Amru Allah Al Binyamin Hatzadik Shayab Mamona Akupa Shal Tzedaka. Binyamin Hatzadik was the Gabbai Tzedaka. And Pam Achas, one time, Basa Ishal Afanav Bishnei Bitsuras. And one time, a woman came during a time of famine. Amru Allah, so he said, Rebbe Parnaseni, please feed me. Amru Allah, he says to her, Havoda Shayn Bakupa Shal Tzedaka Kulub. So he says, what's the phrase here? He says, I don't have any involvement here. I can't make such decisions. So Amr Lo, so she says to him, Rebbe, im ein atam mefarnesein, if you don't give me what to eat, hari isha v'shiva baneh meisim. So this woman and her seven children, who's referring to herself, they're going to die. We have nothing to eat. So Amr uparnasa mishalo. So he paid out of his own pocket to support this woman and her seven children. Liyamim chala, a few days later, v'nyamim atzadik got sick. V'natul amus, and he almost died. So Amr malachi ashar, so malachim se lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono sha'olam. Ata, Marta, you said, Kamakaim Nefesh Achas, Misrael, Kilukaim Olam Mole. You say that anybody who supports and helps one life live, it's as if you're continuing the whole world. Ubin Yomin at Sadik Shehichia Isha Vishiva Baneh. Yomus? Bishan Muatis Halalu? So such a person like Binyamin who had supported not one person, but eight people, the wife, the woman, and the seven children, so you're going to let him die in such a young age? Miyad Karulo Gzardino, and the Malachim won, they tore the Gzardin, and Tanaho Sifu Lo Esim Vishayim Shanash Al Shnosav, and the Braisa says he lived for 22 years more than that. So there's a big discussion, why 22 years, how does that correspond to what he had done? So many interesting ones. One says 22 letters in the Torah, but the suggestion that Gra says is because we saw earlier that each time you give tzedakah, it's worth 11 brachos. That's one. And each zechus you get, the Gemara in Sota says, a woman who has zechuyos, if she's a isha sota, she'll get 3 months extra if she's a good girl. If she's a good girl, she had certain zechuyos, she gets 3 months. So now 11 brachos, so each brach is worth 3 months. So 11 brachos times 3 months, now that's 33 months per person you save. Every time you help save a person, you get 11 brachos times 3, that's 33 months. Not with me, no?
What
shaykh decided? No, but we just learned that the ratio of a zechus slash bracha equals 3 months. She gets a zechus, she gets 3 months. So each bracha you get of tzedakah, it's 11 brachos, that's 3 months for each bracha, that's 33 months per person. Here he saved 8 people, so 33 times 8 ends up being a total of 22 years.
You said the 11 brachos were for someone's mefaiso b'dvarim. The 6 brachos we said was for someone who
stuck. Okay, fine. All right, okay.
But he also is mefaiso.
Yeah, I'm sure he was also in a very nice way. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Tani Rabbanan Maisa b'munbas hamelach shebizbeis otzrosa ve'otzos havosa b'shnei b'tzuros. Munbas hamelach, we see a few places in Shas. So in this, the story tells us that he took all the money, his own personal money, all his wealth, and the wealth of all his father, his parents, his grandparents that they amassed, and he gave them out during the times of famine. V'chivru alav achiv, who based aviv, his brothers, his family, amrlo, they said, avosecha ganzu, vosifu al shalavosam. Your father collected all this money and added on top of all the money that their father got. V'ata mivazvazim, and now you're starting to just give it out as if it's nothing, if it's candy. So amrlem, he says to them, avosai ganzu lemata, v'ani ganazti lemala. They gathered together in this world in Olam Hazeh. I gathered, I wanted to gain schar in lemala, Olam Haba. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, emes me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishemayim nishkaf, tzedek comes from above. I wanted to collect in the shemayim. Avosai gantu b'makom shayad shalad espo. My fathers had gathered together money in a place where the yad can be shalad espo, can take control. They could lose it very easily. V'ani ganasti b'makom shayad shalad espo. And I gathered a parnasa, a schar, in a place that the man cannot touch. Untouchable. Shinemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzedek u'mishpat michon kisecha, that Tzedek is beneath the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avos ha'ganzu davar she'en osa peros. My fathers had gathered together something that does not create additional peros. V'ani ganasti davar she'osa peros. I collected something that does create additional produce. Shinemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Imu tzedek kitov kipri meleleim yochele. Tzedakah tzedek creates additional peros. Avosai ganzu al otzos mamon vani ganasti otzos nefashos. My father collected storage houses of money. I collected storage houses of nefashos. Shenamar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lokeach nefashos chacham. That a tzadik, the pri tzadik is nefashos. It creates, it collects nefashos. Avosai ganzu lachri alcherim vani ganasi laatzmi. My father's collected for others, which sounds like a good thing, and I collected for myself. I was more selfish. That's what it sounds like. Shenemar says lecha tzedakah. For you, it will be tzedakah. You who give tzedakah, you're going to be the one who's going to reap benefit. And avosai ganzu liolam hazev vani ganasi liolam haba. And Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'alach l'vanecha tzedekecha kavod Hashem yasvecha. So we see from all these things that what he was doing certainly was correct, but he's explaining in seven different ways or so how he was doing greater than his father was doing. Gemara now says, Vim kana babais dira harehu ka'anshe ha'ir. A person purchases a property, he becomes part of the city, he has to pay the taxes like we saw in the Mishnah. So masnisin delo k'Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with him. Why? This sign of the Baisa tells us. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer im kana ba karka kolshu harehu ka'anshe ha'ir. If you buy even a small amount of property, so then you're part of anshe ha'ir. As opposed to our Mishnah says only a base deer has to be a certain size, which the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that a bias has to be at least dal amos by dal amos. A kolshu will not be sufficient. Chazan Ish says, if a person buys a property, even though he doesn't live there, buying a property that's considered a base deer would be considered ansheir. So if you have a home in Florida and Israel, those things, taxes will affect the person according to Allah. Even though you don't live there, it all depends on what you own. It has to be a size that's dal by dal. But according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, if you own a kol shoe, already that's enough to be considered part of the ansheir. So Gemara says, is that really what Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds? V'hotanya, the Braisa tells us otherwise, that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer im kana sham karka haru'uya lebeis dira harehu ukan shi'ir. No, has to be a size of property that can fit a house on. Gemara says, trei tanai v'aliva the Rabban Shimon Gamliel. There are two different tanayim, two different reports as to what he actually held. Okay, the Mishnah tells us, ein cholkin es achatzer ad shi'ehe arba amos lezeh v'arba amos lezeh. When it comes to dividing up a chatzer, you can only divide it once there's four amos for each partner. Below es asade ashe ba tisha kabin lezeh v'tisha kabin lezeh. Also, when you're dividing a field, it has to be nine kav for each individual. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer ashe ba tisha chatzi kabin lezeh v'tisha chatzi kabin lezeh. He argues, he says, no, half the size of that is considered a field. Below es agina ashe ba chatzi kav lezeh chatzi kav lezeh. A garden has to have half a kav for each person. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Beis Rova, he argues on the shear, the dimensions needed for a garden to be divided. v'lo asa chaklin, v'lo asa hamorin, v'lo asa shovach, v'lo asa talus, v'lo asa merchat, a beged, a bathhouse, v'lo asa beis abad, a wine press or olive press, v'lo asa beis ashlachin, a irrigation field. All these things, when it comes to any property that one is dividing, the loch is ad shehe bahen kidei lazeh. It has to be enough that each person could walk away with a field, whatever the size of a field is, whatever tracklin, whatever that size is, you have to walk away with that shame. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyichalik v'shmo'olav chokin. Anything that after you divide will still retain its name as being a field, as being a garden, that can be divided. Vimlav, if it does not, if it loses its name after you divide it, it's too small to be considered a chatzer or a sader or a gino, then the lacha is ein chokin. Amos I says the mission and qualifies when is this true? Bizman she'ein shneim rotim. This is only true when both parties don't want. You cannot enforce a division. Aval bizman she'shneim rotim. If both parties do want, even though afil pachas mikan yachloku. If you and I decide that we have a small field together, it's tiny, and we decide to divide it up, this we could decide to do whatever we want. We could split it, and I'll have pretty much nothing, and you'll have pretty much nothing. And then the Mishnah concludes, "V'kisvei Hakodesh afa pisha shneim rotim lo yachloku." When it comes to Tanakh, Torah, Svarim, whatever it is, you cannot divide it, even if both parties agree. You just can't, to be zayon, to split up a nevim, to split up a chumash. That's not allowed to be done. Now, with the poskim do point, the Sma says that let's say you have a sefer Torah, something that's really ruined. It's not usable anymore. You are then allowed to take out a certain piece of cloth and put it together with something else if it's ruined. But to take a nicely brand new or really intact type of Sefer Torah or Tanakh, one would not be able to start replacing pieces. That's usher only if it's already not usable. Then you can start taking pages and putting them back into other
Sfarim. It's split between two people, not between one owner.
Exactly, two different people, right.
But this is also
right.
Talking about like a Sefer Torah. In other words, this is like a
Kisvei Kodesh.
Right.
Yeah,
no, but it's also cloth. This is not like just like today you have a set of Svarim.
So I think they post them talk about even when it comes to Svarim. Uh-huh. This Kisvei Kodesh, that's a Lashon, you're right, of a Sefer Torah.
Right.
And but I think they point out as well when it comes to actual Svarim, I think. I think so. Now there's interesting discussion in Rav Aaron Kotler once of a Hakira. Why is it usher? Why is it usher to divide a property that after you divide it will be too small? What's the... So one shot is, he says, it's a hefsed. If you cause me to divide this property, now I have less than a field and you have less than a field, that's being mazik. You're being mazik a person. And the other approach, he says, no, since we both have an equal shibud on the property, you have no right. Not that you're mazik, you have no right to divide it because I've got a field and you've got a field. And after you split it up, I no longer have a field and you no longer have a field. So if I don't agree to it, you can't remove my shibud I have on this property. Not because it's mazik. So there's an interesting nafkamina. Let's say you owe me money, and you sell a property to someone else. He's lokach, and now I have a lien on that property, so I'm allowed to collect from that lien because he sold it after I already had that lien. So what happens? Let's say I'm owed, you know, the property value is more than what I'm owed, so I could collect up until what I need. So let's say I'm owed $10,000, and that's worth $12,000. So take away $10,000 of that property. Now he's left with a small part, $2,000. That leftover part's less than a field. Can I split up that way where he gets less than a chatzer, less than a sadr? So Machloka is Baal Mor and the Ramban about this. The Baal Mor says, you're not allowed to. You can't do it because the guy's left with nothing. It's less than a field. So it says, Rav Aaron Kotler, that we see from there, it's a dinar mafsid, it's a hefsid mamon. By me taking that property that I have a shibud on, I'm being mafsid, living with him with nothing, with less than a sadr. That's usr. Ramban argues, says, no, I have no shaykhis, I had a lien on that property. I have no obligation to this individual. Too bad he walks away with nothing, but I've got a lien, I've got a shibud, and he has no shibud. And Ramban says, you are allowed to take that property away, even though he's left with nothing, less than a sadeh. So that's an afkamin, he says, between the chakira.
It's like you have a lien on the whole property.
Oh, it's similar, that could be the understanding. You have a lien on the entire property.
Essentially.
Right. I guess so, but in the end of the day, the Ramban, the Bamor writes that you have to force, if I'm collecting the property, I have to pay for the entire property. I need to pay all $12,000, or the $2,000 extra I need to pay for it. I don't really have that full right, but I need to pay the difference. But either way, that's what he says is a nafkamina between this chakir as to why it's usur to split up a field if each of us are left with less than a sadeh, less than a chatz. Gemara says, Amar b'yasi, Amar b'yochanan, arba amos she'amru chutz mishel psachim. When we said that each one has to have dal amos when you split up the chatzir, that's aside from the psachim, aside from the entrance or the exit. So look what Rashi explains here. Around halfway down the Rashi's, it says the Gemara chutz mishel psachim. Chatzir shel shnei batim psuchim latocha. We have two houses leading into a courtyard. V'lufnei ha-Pesach arba amos tzorech ha-bayisein lefarik maso mi'al chamoro. Now in front of the house, the entrance, there's a little four amos area where you could unload or load your camels. V'chutz mi'osin dal amos, aside from those dal amos, then tzorech she'yehe arba amos l'shar tashmishim. You have to have, aside from that, those dal amos are part of the house, even though it's outside. It's really part of the house, coming and going. Aside from that, once you take that into consideration, the remaining chatzir has to have another dal amos for each party in order to split it. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara brings a braisa, Tanya Nami Hachi, Ein chaluk in esa chatzir ad sheyehe ba shmona amos lezeh v'shmona amos lezeh. He says 8 amos per person. V'hatran, but don't we say arba amos lezeh? Is it machlokis braisa mishnah? Ela shma mina, we learn kidir b'asi, shma mina. When the braisa says 8 amos, it means 4 amos for the Pesach, and then 4 amos for the chatzir, and the same thing for the other partner. Ika the Rami, Le Mirma, others present this in a different way, but the same idea, that they say, Tznan, our Mishnah says, Ein cholkin es ha-chatzir, ad she, bar, ba, arba amos lezeh, arba amos lezeh. Our Mishnah says 4 amos for each person. But Hatan, it doesn't the braisa tell us, Shmona amos lezeh, for Shmona amos lezeh? Amr Biyasi, Amr Biyochan, Arba Amos, Shamru, Chutz, Mishel Psachim. And Amishah says, Dal Amos per person, that's aside from the Dal Amos you need for the Psachim. Gemara says, Amr of Huna, Chutzer, Mishalekes, Lefi, Psacheha. And if Chist Amr, Nosin, Arba Amos, Lechol Pesach, Vashar Cholkin, Bishavah. What does this mean? So if Huna says, when you divide the property, depends how many entrances you have into the property, that's how much of the Chutzer you get. It's not 50%, 50%. If I've got two entrance ways, and you have one, so then I get 2/3 and you get 1/3. We take it by the how many entrances, and then we add the total amount, and whoever gets that ratio, the portion, if I got 5, you have 1, I get 5/6, and you get 1/6. That's how you divide it according to Rav Huna. Again, Mishalek es lefi psacheha. Rav Chista says, no, each person's entrance way gets dal amos. So I've got 5 doors, you got 1 door, I get 4 amos, for one for each Pesach. But the remaining, that's divided 50-50. That's the shita of Rav Chista. So Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Rav Chista, there's a brisa that supports Rav Chista, that's really each Pesach gets dal amos, and the shar is divided 50-50. Psachim shebechatzer, the entranceways in the courtyard, yeshlem arba amos, each one has their own arba amos to unload. Hayol lezeh Pesach echad, lezeh shnei psachim. One guy's got one entranceway, the other guy's got two. Zeh sheyeshlo Pesach echad, no to arba amos. The guy who's got one entranceway takes $1 amos right in front of his Pesach. V'zeh sheyesh lo shnei psachim, the guy who's got two, no tel shmona amos, he takes 8 amos just to start off. And then after you've given each person their dal amos per Pesach, hashar cholkin b'shava, the remaining part gets divided equally 50%, 50%. Hayal lezeh Pesach rochav shmona amos. Let's say the guy has a Pesach that's very wide. It's not dal amos, but it's 8 amos wide. A very big entranceway. And no tel shmona amos, connected a Pesach. He takes 8 amos connected his Pesach. V'arba amos b'chatzer. And he gets 4 amos in the chatzer. So the Gemara says, what? Arba amos b'chatzer may avidasayu. What does that mean? Didn't he just take 8 amos for his Pesach? Why does he gain another 4 amos in the chatzer? So the Gemara says, what it means to say is, Amar bai hachi kamar. Nota shmona amos b'orech hachatzer, v'arba amos b'rochav hachatzer. What it means is, if it's the depth, you only go 4 amos deep into the property. That's always true. But if it's 4 amos wide, you get 4 amos wide. If it's 8 amos wide, you get 8 amos wide. That's what the braisa says. But that's, again, the starting point. Each Pesach gets your own dal amos into the property, and then the remaining, the shar, is cholken b'shavet. Gemara now says at the bottom of Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, the last two lines, Amar Amemar. Hai piri de sofle. What's piri de sofle? Look at Rashi, around 10 lines up. High period of sofli, mi sheyeshlo chafir b'chatzir, shenosin ba garinei tamarim lemaychel behema. Person has a little ditch to place some of these date seed, date pits for the animals to eat. Yeshlo arba amos b'chatzir lechol svivosea. Around that little ditch, he has a circumference of dal amos for the animals to stand around this little ditch. So Gemara says, Amar Meimar, high period of sofli, this area, this ditch, which was to collect these date pits, Yeshal Arba Amos L'chol Ruach V'Ruach, says the Gemara. V'lo Amrin Elo D'lo Miachel Pischa. This is only true if he did not designate for himself a certain entranceway. Look at Rashi before you turn the page quickly. D'lo Miachel Pischa Shelo Haya Lo Pesach Eitzel Chafir. It's only if there is no entrance to this little ditch. El Derech Pesach Beso Shiyotze V'Nichnas Bo Haya Lo Derech L'Teis L'Chatzer V'Lelech Acher Chafir L'Shelfnei So Beispo U'Mishamish. Meaning there's no separate entranceway to go from the house to this ditch. So you need Dal Amos, this way he can access this ditch from any of the directions. But, says the Gemara on the top of Amr Beis, Aval miyache le pischa, ein lo ella arba amos lefne pischa. If he did designate a certain entranceway, says Rashi, what does that mean? Sha'ayalo pesach lasov beiso etach hafir. He has an entranceway, or an exit, from the back of his house, right next to that ditch. V'derech oso pesach hayarogil lahashik hagarin v'litlam. That's where he'd go and throw the pits in that ditch. Ein lo b'chatzir b'shuach hafira el dal amos shefne oso pesach. If he has an access to the ditch, so then only that access has dal amos. If it's somewhere, it's standing alone, away from the house, so then he's able to access, he needs the ability to access it from any other direction to get the circumference of Dal Amos around that Chafira. The Gemara now says, Amr of Huna, Achsadra Ein La Arba Amos. The Machlok is what the Achsadra is. We're going to go with Rashi's Pshat. So Rashi says that a Achsadra Ein La Dal Amos. Let's look at Gemara first before you look at Rashi. So, time am I. What's the reason why there's no Dal Amos for an Achsadra? Because Mishim Pirka Maso. The reason why a person's granted Dal Amos in general by a Pesach is because you need the room to unload your animals and then bring everything in. You don't want to bring your donkey inside your house and unload there. You unload outside in your front entrance, on your driveway. You take it out and you bring the packages in. When it comes to Hacha, Efshad Da'ayel Legavei Umefarik, when it comes to an Achsadra, you are allowed to bring your camel. You can bring your donkey inside your Achsadra and unload there. You don't need a special area outside to unload. So Rashi explains here, how do I define what an achsadra was? Look at Rashi. Rashi, hacha. See Rashi, it's like seven lines, narrow lines down. Hacha, b'achsadra keva, and there's a machlok, is de'is or de'lis, it really should be de'les. Since an achsadra is de'les la defanos, there are no walls for an achsadra, it's an open area, it's like, I don't know, a gazebo of some sort. Efshir demayel legavei mefarik. There are no walls. It's not an area where per person lives in. So you can bring your, it's like a garage, I guess. All garage is more open, but you can bring your donkey inside and unload there. You don't need a special Pesach dal amos on the outside.
Those carports.
Car, exactly. That's what it sounds like. How do they define it, by the way?
Pavilion.
Okay. Pavilion. Okay. But I think a carport where you just have like the, you know, the poles and all. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay. So you don't need a special entrance. That itself is meant to unload your donkey. So asks the Gemara now, Masiv Rav Sheshis, Echad Shari Batim Vechad Shari Achsadjas Yesh Len Dal Amos. Clear Brisa that he quotes, that an Achsadja does get Dal Amos in front of it. So Kitanya, that Brisa says, Bachsadja de Beirav. That's Achsadja de Beirav. That's a different type of Achsadja. That one certainly does get Dal Amos. Why? What's unique about the Beirav? So Rashi explains that Defano Savivla, it actually does have walls, Ella Shemukvos Chalonos. There are windows, it's an open, a greenhouse, a porch you have that's enclosed porch with glass. That is really part of the house, even though it looks outside, and you would not bring your donkey inside there. But a regular Achsadra that's completely open without walls, one can bring inside the house in that area. Gemara says, what do you mean? Debe Rav Pshita Ijuna Ma'al Yahu. Certainly that case of this, I'm not sure what Ijuna means, there's a girsa change there. It's a Chadara Idaran. It's a place of living. It's a living quarters. Certainly that enclosed area, even though it's windows, that's Vade the house. Of course that one gets its own Dal Amos for the Pesach. That's too obvious. So Ella, that Achsadra that requires Dal Amos was a less obvious case. Ella Bachsadra Rumiyasa, which is what? Rashi says, Mokos Defanos Nemuchos Shein Magis Latikra. They're half walls up. We're talking about achsadra that have poles with no walls at all. That's pasha, you could bring the donkeys inside. But something that has half walls, but the rest is completely open, so that's, let's say a porch of some sort with a overhang. So that area, one would think maybe you could bring your donkeys inside that area. Kamashman for the Bryson, no, since it is partially walled, you do get Dal Amos outside to unload your packages. And Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan Beis Shar, Achsadra, Umarpeses, Yeshlan Dal Amos. All these types of houses or rooms get their own Dal Amos. Hayu Chamisha Batim Pisuchen Lemarpeses, Ein La El Dal Amos Bava. Let's say there are five different houses going to one Marpeset. They all get one porch they're all going to, and that Marpeset then leads to the courtyard. Even though there are five families living there, since it's really one exit, they only get Dal Amos. You would have thought maybe they should get 20 Amos for the five families. No, since there's one entrance and exit to the courtyard, they only get one for the Marpeset. Gemara says, Abai Minei Rabbi Yochanan, Mei Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yane the following question. Lul Shatana Golem, Yeshla Dal Amos, O Ein Lo, Dal Amos, the lul. How do they call the lul again of the chicken coop? So does that get its own Dal Amos or does it not? So the Gemara says, Amar le taimamai, what's the reason for the Dal Amos in general? Mishim pirik maso, because to unload the packages, hacha metabes v'ola metabes v'yored. Here the chickens would just climb up and top. There's no need to unload anything. Now I'm not really sure what the unloading here is, to be honest. Rashi explains here that metabes v'ola hatarnagol metabes v'tarech v'ola derech rosh hakosel l'toch halul. I mean, there's no area that you have to like place the chickens down and have them, you know, bring them one by one. They just put them here and apparently they climb over on their own. So I'm not really sure how we compare this to loading and unloading. Some say it's referring to the individual who climbs over the farmer who's climbing over the wall to get the chickens or not. But either way, the Gemara concludes, there is no need. You do not get Dal Amos for a chicken coop. Gemara now asks, Bai minei Rav Huna mei Rebbe Ami. Now there's a gear say whether it's Rebbe Ami or Rav Ami. Look at Tosas just for a second here. Tosas writes, Bai Rav Huna mei Rav Ami. Rav Huna asks of Rav Ami the following question. Did I skip? I did, you're right. Okay. Bai minei Rava. Rav Nachman. He asks Rav Nachman the following question. Bais chetzo, bais shechetzo mikoro v'chetzo einu mikoro. Yesho dal amos o einlo dal amos. You have a house that's partially roofed. Half it has a roof, the other half does not have a roof. Does that get its own dal amos or not? The answer to the Gemara answers Rav Nachman. Amarle einlo dal amos. This house does not deserve its own dal amos. Why? Lomi by Kiroyov Milagav, Dev Shadayal Legave, Mifarik. Needless to say, if the inner part of the house is walled, but the outer part of the house is not walled. So let's say you come into the house and the first part is completely open. It's like the houses in Florida, just in Florida, like they have these little courtyards in front, partially closed, partially not enclosed. So you come in, the top part is not there's no ceiling there, and then the second part of the room is covered, so you can certainly unload in that first part. Certainly that's a pashup. That you don't deserve Dal Amos in the Chatzar, you can just step inside that first room that has no ceiling on top of that. But the Gemara says further, Ela filu kiryav klape chutz, even if the wall, the ceiling, is right when you step into the room, the ceiling is first. And then the second half of that room has no ceiling on it. Even then, efshir l'dayo l'gavei mefarik, it's still possible. You could bring a donkey in two steps further, into the area that's uncovered, and you could unload over there, and you would not get granted those Dal Amos in the Chatzar. Okay, Gemara now asks the question, Bai minei Rav Huna mei Rabbi Ami. So look at Tosfos now. Bai Rav Huna mei Rav Ami. So Rav Huna is asking Rav Ami the following question. But asks Tosfos, V'had d'amar perek ha-nizakin, Gemara and Gittin. Gavi Rav Huna, kari bekane, that Rav Huna was full, there's no Kohen. And Rav Huna was called as the Kohen for Aliyah first. Shaini Rav Huna, dafilu Rav Ami, Rav Asi, kani chashiva da'ari d'Israel, michach, Kaifel Rav Huna. The Rabbi Ami was a kafuf to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was greater.
Even though they were
Kohanim. Even though, no, I think they're called as a Rishon Aliyah. They were not Kohanim, they're called as the Kohen. Who was greater? There's no Kohen. Who was the greatest Talmud Chacham there? So you see, Vahacha Heche Bai Minei. So if Rav Huna was really greater than Rav Ami, so how come Rav Huna here is asking Rav Ami a question? And that's fascinating. You could still have someone who's greater who might not know something in a certain area, you could still ask someone who's less than you. But Tosfos assumes Davar Pashut that if Rav Huna was so great, there's no reason why he would ask Rav Ami a question here. So answers Tosfos, V'yeshlomo de Rebbe Ami l'chud v'Rav Ami l'chud. They're two different individuals. So that's part of this machlokus in the girsa here, whether it's Mei Rebbe Ami or Mei Rav Ami. So anyways, what's the question? So by Minei Rav Huna Mei Rebbe Ami Echad mi b'nei Mavoi. So one of the people who lived in the alleyways, the Mavoi. He wanted to now put his entranceway to another mavoi. Is he able to change the entranceway? He connects to two different courtyards. You probably have nice pictures there. Do I have pictures here? I don't. You have a... Okay, we have different alleyways. He wants to close up his entrance to the alleyway and put another one to another mavoi.
What's Park Avenue address?
All right, because he's at the corner here, so he wants to come in that way. Okay.
Lawrence and Brackley.
So Amarle, so he says, B'nei Mavoi Ma'akamar Love, they are able to prevent him from doing this. They're not allowed to change it, because now you're changing the whole way you walk through the courtyards and through the Mavois and the longer walk to Shul. So then, Achsanya, then the Gemara says, Achsanya Lefi B'nei Adam Mischalakes, O Lefi Psachim Mischalakes. Achsanya, Rashi explains, the Chel Shel Melech Hamutala B'nei Ha'ir Laseis Lem Achsanya Bevateim. The soldiers would come and be housed in the different cities. So, and the responsibility, is that incumbent upon how many people live there in each house? or depending on how many entranceways you have. Rashi says, if you have more people in the house, you have more responsibility to support these soldiers. Or says Rashi, mischalakes lefi psachim lizavel sados, those who are putting out more garbage to the field, lefi shederach hapsachim hashlichu sham ad shenase ashpa. So they go based on how many entranceways you have, or how many people living in the house. Sorry?
I think it's
going to
the next.
Is it the next one? Yeah, is it? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Okay, you're right. So says the Gemara, Amar lei lefi b'nei adam mischalakes. The answer is, depending on how many people you have in the house, then that means you have more responsibility to support these soldiers. And Tani Nami Hochi, the Brisa says the same thing, that zevel shebechatzer mischalakes lefi psachim. When it comes to the zevel, the manure that develops in the property, it goes on whoever has more psachim entranceways into that chatzer, into that field, he has more of a chalik of that zevel. And when it comes to achsanya, the fi b'nei adam, it goes based on how many people living in the home. Mar asks a question. I'll finish with this last piece here. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says as follows. Echad mibnei mavoi shebikesh listom keneged pischo b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav. So this is above Rav Huna Paskin, that if a guy wants to change where his address is, which alleyway he's going to be going through, he's closing up this one, opens up that one, so then the other people of the mavoi can prevent him. Why? Shemar b'alem zederach, because they're closing once there was a shortcut this way, now they closed up that way, they're making them walk a longer way. For that reason, they cannot change the entranceways. So asks the Gemara, Meisive, Chamesh chatzeros psuchos lemavoi. If you have five courtyards which open up into an alleyway, you guys know the whole structure of it. You had a courtyard. The courtyard was a house around a courtyard. And each of those courtyards now opened up to a mavoi, a big main street. And that main street had many chatzeros off of that mavoi. Now the mavoi is all now met up to the Rishis Rabbim, which went this way, the big public area. So everything was very like grid-like there. So now each chatzer opened up to a mavoi. So now if I want to change, you know, close up this mavoi, so people can't walk this way, they can walk all the way around the house now, that's what we're saying would be usur. So if you have five chatzeros that are opening up into one mavoi, kulam mishtamshos imachitzona, v'achitona, so all them, the outer one means the one is closest to the Rishis HaRabim. So he's the outer courtyard. All the inner properties, there's a dead end. So the dead end are able to all use the outer mavoi to get to the Rishis HaRabim. That's all permitted. And achitona mishamesh la'atzma. And the chitona can only use his own alleyway in front of him, but he can't use those which are beyond his area, because that's not his chatzer. He can't go deeper in towards that dead end. And hashar, the rest of them, mishamesh im ha'shniya. The other ones could use the second one, v'ashniya mishamesh la'atzma, mishamesh im chatzin achitona. So what turns out from all this is nimtzeis penimis, the most inner one at the dead end, the further one, mishameshes la'atma u'mishameshes im kalachas v'achas. He uses his own alleyway in front of him and can use all the alleyways until he gets to the Rishis HaRabim. That's the structure. And so what do we see from all this, though? So above, Rav Huna said that any b'nei mavoi could prevent them. But this Brisa says that no, only those who could use the mavoi can be ma'akev. So this chitzon, the guy who's the most outer mavoi area, cannot protest what the most inner guy does with his mavoi, because he has no shaychas to this at all. He only could use the outer one. But Rav Huna thought that anyone who shares that mavoi could equally use it and can equally be ma'akev if a person tries changing the direction. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's actually a tanaihi. It's a machlokas tanaihin. Who has the rights to use the area of the mavoi? The Tanya, the Baisa tells us that echad mibnei mavoi should be kesh lahachsip sachal mavoi acher. If one person wants to change the direction of his mavoi, so then b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav, they're able to stop him from doing this. Hayasasamu b'kesh l'poschu, if it's closed and he wants to open up another entrance, then ein b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav divrei Rebbe, they cannot prevent him. Now the reason why is, if you're opening up an added entrance, that only works for everyone's benefit. They have another way to access your house. Only closing up entranceways would be a problem that prevents people from, but adding more accesses, that would be permitted. But we see, according to Rebbe, anyone, kol b'nei mavoi, anyone of that alleyway is able to prevent from closing up a Pesach. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos l'mavoi kul mishamshos b'mavoi zu imzu. So everyone of the five chatzeros, they could all use the areas. The Gemara says, wait a second here. Chatzeros man d'achash mayayu. We're not talking about chatzeros, we're talking about a mavoi here. Where did the chatzer come in? So the Gemara says, chasur mechzer, there's something missing here. V'hachi katani. What the Braisa should really be saying here is, v'chein chamesh chatzeros apsuchos l'mavoi, if there are five courtyards that open up into one mavoi, kulam mishtamshos im chitona, all of them could use the most outer one, which is closest to the Rishis Rabbim. V'achitona mishamesh es la'atma, and the outer one can only use the mava in front of it, can't use the ones that are deeper in, towards the dead end. That's v'chule, that's all divrei Rebbe. But Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ben Elazar Omer, chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos l'mava, kulam mishamesh es b'mava, all of them are able to use the mava equally. So this machlok is whether all of them are able to prevent or only those who are using the mavoi, but those who are further in or further away cannot protest it. So that's the machlokas. This whole discussion, by the way, of mavoi and chatzeros, whatever comes up, it's very, very confusing. The whole structure, we don't really have these nowadays, so it gets very confusing. And there's almost always a chasur mechsera when it comes to chatzer and mavoi. The gemaras are always like confusing the two, so it's even more confusing for us. Either way, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow.